John, John, first name, last name, Honore, Honore, Jr., 10946. Mr. Honore is a 79-year-old gentleman, lives off of Telephone Road here in Houston, Texas. He's originally from Los Angeles, but he's lived in Texas most of his life, period. He was assistant professor at many colleges, including Prairie View, that's PRAIREVU, DeVry, DeVry, and many colleges in California and Texas, including National University in Los Angeles, period. He was married for many years, has two children. One died a year ago, one still alive, period. His wife passed away, and he's widowed now. He does not smoke, doesn't drink, does not have extensive history of alcohol abuse or tobacco abuse in the past, period. Currently, John lives with himself, but he has help, needs help with ADL, more and more help with ADL. He has a provider 4 to 5 hours a day, but that's just not enough, period. He's lost tremendous amount of weight. His weight's gone from 197 to 120. No, 160 at this time, period. He has a history of bladder and prostate cancer. He had his bladder removed and has an ostomy in place, and he says that the cancer doctors have told him that the cancer is not back. Nevertheless, he has sunken eyes. He has trouble with walking, had pneumonia. 2 months ago was hospitalized, and since then has been much weaker, period. He's had many episodes of fall or near falls at home. He used a cane, which doesn't appear to be stable enough for him at this time, period. Allergy, none. Medical problems or surgical problems include cystectomy, appendectomy, exploratory laparoscopy, prostate cancer, history of status post removal, along with the bladder cancer, status post removal, and the stoma in place. Period. Medical problems. He has history of diabetes, but no longer an issue. His blood sugar is no longer an issue with the significant weight loss, no history of hypertension, no history of coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction, or strokes. Period. Any paragraph? He hasn't been able to drive for some time. He has a family. He has a provider and a son, and a daughter that helps him to get around, takes him to church and to the grocery store. But he's been way too weak to do any of that stuff for the past month or so. Period. New paragraph. He was contacted, or his friend, his daughter, a friend contacted the. Excellent care regarding hospice and palliative care at home, period. He does not have oxygen since he had pneumonia and did have a nebulizer, but he's not using it at this time, period. Medication, duloxetine / Cymbalta, 60 milligram a day, eye drops times 2, Lipitor, 40 milligram a day, Bentol, PRN for abdominal discomfort. Family history, mom died of COPD, dad died of cancer of the throat. Period. Immunization, he says in the hospital they told him that he had all the immunization he needed. Surgical history, bladder cancer removal, prostate cancer removal, ostomy in place, appendectomy, exploratory laparotomy. On exam, John's blood pressure was reported at 140 over 90, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, O2 sat was 94% on room air. Heart positive, small positives to lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, around mucosa with any lesion, except dry. Eyes sunken, muscle wasting noted in the lower extremity, neurological non-focal. 79-year-old gentleman, quite weak, with history of prostate cancer and bladder cancer, has been told by cancer doctors that he's cancer-free at this time, period. Paragraph, nevertheless, he's lost over 30 pounds. He's weak, he has protein, calorie, malnutrition, difficulty with ambulation, period. He uses a cane to get around, but has had numerous falls and recent hospitalization because of pneumonia, period. He needs a much better device to help him walk, i.e. A rollator and or a walker would be appropriate, period. In the paragraph, I discussed the findings with Darlington, hospice representative today that was present. He also has a history of depression and regarding his needs at home, including diapers because he's ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent. he has issues with depression since his wife passed, and he's taking Cymbalta. He has not thought about hurting himself or other people. Lipitor is for his hyperlipidemia. I'm not sure if that's still necessary with the weight loss. Status post bladder cancer, apparently in remission. Status post prostate cancer, I do not have a PSA, but apparently that's not a problem at this time. Period. Weight loss significant, weakness significant, frequent falls, high risk of fall, recent pneumonia, and COPD is what John is suffering from and needs help with hospice and palliative care. Period. In the paragraph, he wants to be kept out of the hospital, wants to be kept comfortable, and have the help he needs to be able to live his last days in dignity, he states. Thank you.